As a child, fig meant one thing, and that was not a cookie, but a fruit Newton.
It's not a cookie, Mother. It's a fruit Newton.
Oh, carry on then, carry on.
But figs are allegedly a real fruit. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Tom Ashley and Trish Crapo from Dancing Bear Farm. And there will be a celebration of the fig this Saturday.
We built a figtorium, what we call a figtorium, over our 7 fig trees planted in the ground.
What is a figtorium? Is it a figment of your imagination?
It's a slice of heaven in the foothills of the Green Mountains.
Leiden. Figs. Are you the only people growing figs in the valley, or is this an up-and-coming thing?
No. Apollo in Wendell has been growing figs longer than I have, I believe.
He's grown the most figs of anybody. Well, I would wager.
You have a figtorium.
And we figured out, since we always...
You figured out?
Yeah, we figured out. You know, we were at Sylvester's before we walk over here, and that the figtorium is half of Sylvester. So 30 by 60 and a 10 foot high.
Is it a tree?
It's a tree.
So it looks like a regular tree.
I grow them as bushes. They can, in a standard orchard, fig orchard, they'd be growing more as a tree, like an apple tree with a single trunk.
Why do we, as Americans, mostly eat figs dried?
90%, I think, of the figs grown in the world are dried.
Oh, in the whole world, so it's not just us. It's not just us and the British with the fig Newton.
It's not a cookie, Mother.
They're very perishable. Yeah. They don't ship well.
So let's try them. Let's see what they're like when they're fresh. Yeah. They're delicious.
What does it taste like to you, Mon?
Well, to me, I mean, if you think of a fig Newton, it's got more of a caramelized thing to it, and I'm sure they're adding sugar to it. This, you almost wouldn't recognize it as the same thing. To me, it almost alludes to a sweet pepper. The texture is much different, but there's something on the finish that has like a green pepper feel to it, which is interesting to me.
You're using your wine language.
I know, right? The bouquet and the terroir of this.
And what wine would go with this, Monty?
Let's see. Maybe a dessert wine would pair with it. Should probably be a white wine. Although if you put some blue cheese with this, then you could get...
We had that last night.
I was just going to say, we did that last night where we put them in the toaster oven with just a thin layer of Point Reyes blue cheese and melted that in there, and that was delicious.
It's interesting to me that I wanted blue cheese with this as a first thing to pair with. I mean, maybe I've had that before, but I don't recall because I haven't eaten very many fresh figs like you can get from Dancing Bear Farm in Leiden, and Tom Ashley and Trish Crapo. And this, there will be a celebration of the Figtorium this Saturday in Leiden or Gill or both.
It's both.
We're having an open house from noon to 5 with tours of the greenhouse and various activities and music. And then we're just suggesting people go over to the Gill Tavern and enjoy a fig lamb dinner that they're going to be making.
With another Leiden farm, our friends over at Leiden Glen.
Yep.
For some odd reason, let's say I just couldn't make it. Where and how would I get some of these figs?
Most of the figs go to restaurants.
Magpie in Greenfield uses them a lot. Gill Tavern, Great Falls Harvest in Turner's Falls, and TJ Buckley's in Brattleboro.
Yeah.
And the Farm Table in Burnerson.
And they'll be supplying some appetizers for the event at the farm.
So maybe you could explain this a little bit for everyone, which is, you need a figatorium. Why?
We recommend for a homeowner to grow a fig in a pot. It goes outside spring, summer, fall, and it comes in for the winter.
They not to plant it, because it'll get so big?
Not in the ground. You can, and people do, but they need a lot of protection for the winter.
Are they not meant for our climate usually? Is that why it's better in a pot? Right.
They're playing the waiting game for climate change.
Good. Good idea. It's good to be ahead of that. So then the figtorium, I'm imagining, is your protection of these plants.
Yes, right. It's a big greenhouse.
That must be amazing to go in there.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's really amazing.
It's a jungle.
So it's like a cool, magical greenhouse with all these trees and figs. Maybe it's like our mini portal to the Garden of Eden, because there are some people that think that like the fruit of the Garden of Eden wasn't an apple. Maybe it was a pomegranate, or maybe it was a fig.
I think it probably was a fig.
Right. Then they put those fig leaves on over their junk, which is like, they must have been figs in the Garden of Eden at that point, right?
I think so.
We got a lot of fig leaves up there if you need those.
Let's do it. I think we can make this celebration of the fig even more interesting if we only wear one thing, and that's fig leaves.
I think you should have it go into the night, obviously. We've now created the activity.
Yeah, I love where this is going. Well, you can celebrate the fig with Dancing Bear Farm in Leiden this Saturday. Greenhouse tour of the Figtorium, goat farm tour. There'll be music and poetry. And then you can go to a dinner at the Gill Tavern and have a paired lamb with a Leiden Glen farm lamb, and Biggs from Dancing Bear Farm, Tom Ashley and Trish Crapo from Dancing Bear, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buy localfood.org.
Are good.
Shameless plug for the fig.